This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was in New York City yesterday, as I think I might have mentioned. I went, basically, to get a hamburger. Not just any hamburger, though. Shake Shack is the new thing in high-end burgers and fries. It's been called the anti-chain chain by the New York Times, and since going public back in January, has gotten all kinds of love from Wall Street. Shake Shack has 71 locations now, here and in the Middle East, Moscow and Istanbul, to name just a couple of places. They're on the way to a projected 450 restaurants. So today, on Conversations from the Corner Office, the guy in charge.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
I met up with CEO Randy Garrudi at the very first Shake Shack in Madison Square Park in Manhattan. Had to do the whole experience, of course, which included waiting in the not insubstantial line. It is worth a mention here as we roll this tape that the weather in New York this week has been pretty much disgusting.
We'll climb in the line here.
The first thing that we're really lucky today is that it's 95 degrees humid.
And people are still here. That's the bananas part, man.
Well, we manage the line by the tree, right? So we're right now at tree one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
The normal line, if it wasn't 95 and humid, we'd be at fourth tree. And that's how you know this whole thing that we're sitting in front of was a complete and total accident, really and truly.
Which is the best part of this whole story. It started as a hot dog hamburger cart.
It did, but before
ago?
That, we have two fine dining restaurants over there, 11 Madison Park, which is a Michelin 3-star restaurant, and Tabla. And we were busy running one-of-a-kind New York's favorite fine dining restaurants. This park, 12, 13, 14 years ago, had really fallen into disrepair. Rats, homeless, drugs. You had to walk around it.
Yeah.
And Danny and a number of neighborhood people created the Madison Square Park Conservancy to help fund the park and renew it. And the first thing they did was an art exhibit called I Heart Taxi. Right here in on this sand, an artist from Thailand put New York taxis on stilts and said, I want a hot dog cart as a part of this exhibit.
Wow.
So we decided out of 11 Madison Park, Michelin 3-star restaurant, we were going to sell some hot dogs, bring them to the hot dog cart. All of a sudden, 50 people lined up, 100 people lined up. The hot dog cart became this unbelievable thing. For 3 years, we ran that hot dog cart as the park started to come back to life.
Yeah.
And the city then came to us and said, why don't we create a little kiosk over here, 400 square feet, and we named it Shake Shack, thinking we'd sell a couple hot dogs. Turns out we added the Shack Burger to the menu. 2004, Shake Shack is born.
How much do you think it helps that the folks running this place, running this company now, had their start in 3-star restaurants?
It's a essential part of who we are. We're not just feeding people here. Every one of us had that old roadside burger stand in our hometown.
Right, right.
What was that about? It was about going there with your mom, with your date. It was the community gathering place. That's what Shake Shack gave the world back. And if you look at what fast food did over 50 years, they actually did the opposite, right? They said, we're going to make it as cheap as possible. We're going to make it as uncomfortable as possible. And we're going to ask you to drive through and not even come in. Because that's what's best for us. And we said, hold on.
Should we just step up there?
We should. Let's order.
All right. I am good. I've been told the coffee milkshakes are amazing.
It's great.
So I need one of those.
Show up.
And are you having anything?
Yeah, I'm going to do the new burger. You got the roadside shack?
Fries. A cheese fry.
That's it?
All right. I think that's it.
Is it hot back there for you? You're doing okay today.
You got any seeing? I'm going to stick my hand in.
All right.
No, it's not bad.
Thank you. Good to see you.
All right. Perfect. I don't know if it was you or Danny Meyer who said, the bigger we get, the smaller we have to act.
Yeah, that
what does that mean?
That one is mine, and that hangs in my office as a reminder. What that means is big companies are really tempted to make big decisions every time they grow. And, you know, what that means is it's really easy to make decisions for efficiency.
Right.
That's one of my least favorite words in the world. I like effectiveness as a better word. And it means we spend more time thinking about the design that meets that neighborhood. Chain can sometimes be a four-letter word, and the way we've changed that is to say, well, why couldn't every link in the chain make the chain actually stronger and be built for that community, not happen to its community? That's what we've tried to do, and that's what makes a chain of us even stronger every time we add one.
Food's ready.
Oh, we're buzzing.
All right, let's go get the food.
I may have to take a bite if you don't mind.
No, go to town. Go to town. Pay no attention to that microphone in your face. I have been advised that I have to ask you about the French fries. Because you guys, the weak spot here used to be the French fries, right?
This is one of the great...
Fess up to a weak spot.
This is one of the great leadership lessons of my life. So for years, we served crinkle-cut French fries that were frozen. So one day we decide, I think we should do our fries fresh-cut in-house. So we set out to do that, and we make the best damn fresh-cut fry you ever had.
They're really good.
But there's more to the story, though.
Great. These aren't them?
Oh, no. So fresh-cut fries, we're cutting thousands of potatoes by hand all day, every day. Everybody hated them.
Really?
Our fans revolted in the highest order you've ever seen. I just couldn't get my head around agreeing, and I kept saying, no, God, look, listen, I'm telling you, these are fresh. These are so good. After almost a year of playing around with this, we went back to our frozen crinkle-cut fry that you're eating. However, in the process, what was so cool is we took away all those unnatural ingredients, preservatives, colors. Yeah. So now you're eating what Shaq
really
fans have spoken
these,
out.
These are
and
really
said,
good fries.
You got to have these.
Got to say it.
The number that's bandied around is 450 stores you guys want. Analysts are like, they're going to grow way bigger than that. Obviously, you get to decide, but what do you make of that disconnect?
Well, we appreciate their confidence in us. What I can tell you is what I've told every investor who said, why can't you do more? Why shouldn't you do? Come on, Chipotle's got 2,000.
Right.
The 450 is not for you. It's for my team. It's for me to say to my team, hey, guys, go get 10 amazing Shake Shacks that will build our brand for the decades to come. Don't go blow it because Wall Street thinks you should do 50.
Randy Garrudy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Guy.
My whole lunch with Randy Garrudy, including the part where I accuse him of stealing my hamburger, is in the next installment of our Corner Office podcast. It is on iTunes, of course, also on our website, marketplace.org.